9. Watching him cycle the brick streets of evening, you could see that Leo Offman was a man who coasted along, enjoying the way the thistles ticked in the hot grass when the wind blew like a furnace, or the way the electric power lines sizzled on the rain-wet poles. He was a man who did not suffer, but pleasured in sleepless nights of brooding on the great clock of the universe running down or winding itself up, who could tell? But many nights, listening, he decided first one way and then the other. The shocks of life, he thought, biking along, what were they? Getting born, growing up, growing old, dying. Not much to do about the first, but the other three? The wheels of his happiness machine spun, whirling golden light spokes along the ceiling of his head. A machine now to help boys change from peach fuzz to briar bramble, girls from toadstool to nectarine. And in the years when your shadow leaned clear across the land as you lay abed nights with your heartbeat mounting to the billions, his invention must let a man drowse easy in the falling leaves, like the boys in autumn who, comfortably strewn in the dry stacks, are content to be a part of the death of the world. "Papa!" His six children, Saul, Marshall, Joseph, Rebecca, Ruth, Naomi, all ages from 5 to 15, came rushing across the lawn to take his bike, each touching him at once. "We waited. We got ice cream." Moving toward the porch, he could feel his wife's smile there in the dark. 5 minutes passed in comfortable eating silence. Then holding a spoonful of moon-colored ice cream up, as if it were the whole secret of the universe to be tasted carefully, he said, "Lena, what would you think if I tried to invent a happiness machine?" "Something's wrong?" she asked quickly.